Hello everyone, welcome to Diesel Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm Lahiru and here I'm with Asher and Chiran.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Today, we'll move into a topic that not many SEO and marketers that willing to dive into too deeply. Technical SEO.
Ooh, technical.
Yes, so instant, technical SEO.
Instant turn off for anyone. We've lost all our listeners at this point.
Okay, Asher. What is exactly technical SEO?
Okay, so before we get into technical SEO itself, I'd like to just give a background on how a website gets rendered onto a browser. So you get onto a browser, you open your browser up, you either search for a search term on the search bar, or you type in the domain on it, and you click enter. So what happens is, your browser sends a message to something called the domain name server, which has the domain that you wanted, along with the IP on which your website is hosted. Not your website, the website that you're going to. So then this request is sent to the server, because now the domain name server gives you the IP. So it sends a request to the particular server.
Where the website is hosted.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that particular server sends back the response to the browser.
Mm-hmm.
So when the response comes to the browser, three things happen. Three elements are sent. One is the HTML, second is the CSS, and the third is the JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
HTML is about the structure of the website.
Right. And just to interject, HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language.
Correct.
It is a language that you build a website with.
Yes, exactly. And then you have CSS, which is cascading style sheets, which gives you the look and feel of the website.
Simply, which beautifies your website.
Exactly. Gives you that rich imagery and the nice design and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, and then you have JS, which is JavaScript, which is about the interaction. You know, how menus open, how carousels move.
So basically how the functionality operates.
Exactly.
Correct. Okay.
So technical SEO is about how you optimize this whole process. From the point you enter the domain or to the browser or you click on the search result, to the point where you actually see the website, that whole process optimizing that is what technical SEO means.
That's a nice
with that explanation. I think Chiran, what are your thoughts on that?
Right. So, in terms of SEO, as we've discussed this in our very first episode, there are actually two versions of it, right?
Okay.
So there's on-site SEO and there's offset SEO. Now, offset SEO is its own ecosystem, so we'll give it its own episode at a later date.
Yeah, we can actually explain that in a different episode.
Yes, correct. So with on-site SEO, there are two key elements. It's the technical SEO that Asher just introduced, as well as content optimization. Now, with content optimization, we did talk about it briefly in our keyword episode. So there is the meta tags, where you have your page titles optimized with keywords, and your content optimization, which is your actual on-page body content that you're optimizing keywords as well. So that covers your relevance, right?
Mm-hmm.
To improve your visibility and your standing with Google, this technical SEO is the next vital step in your on-site optimization that you need to do.
Okay. So I think we have discussed different areas that we need to look at.
Yes.
Asher, what can we do to improve our website, as in technical wise? What kind of SEO optimization that we can integrate with the website?
Yeah. So going back to what I said earlier, you look at the whole process from entering the domain to the URL search box to the point where you get the website loaded on your browser.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that whole process and you can identify certain points which you can optimize. So, for example, the server on which your website is hosted, you can optimize that.
So when we say server, we're talking about the hosting of the website.
The hosting server.
So you're talking GoDaddy.com or something similar.
Amazon
whatever.
So you can optimize how the server responds to the request, right? And then you can use technologies like CDN, which is content distribution networks, to speed up the process of rendering the browser on a website.
Right. So just to give you a quick summary of a CDN, basically it stores copies of your website on servers around the world. That way, no matter how far away or close to a place you are, it will load really fast.
Yeah. And then another thing that you can look at in terms of technical SEO is using HTTPS for your website? I think Lahiru, you can like give a brief introduction of
what. Yeah, securing your website is a critical thing nowadays.
Yes.
Even earlier, it was critical for e-commerce sites and where we
banking
sites where you have to use your credit cards and important personal data.
Yeah.
Now Google says that you have even on a normal website, you just have to make your website secure.
Yes, the basic and security.
It gives you the trust for the customer that your website is secure, and it automatically builds the customer trust.
Yes, But also look at it as best practice. You want to give your customers the most secure experience on your website, so you might as well make it secure. So it goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
correct. And thirdly, you can look at URL structure. So URL structure is something related to website architecture, where you think about having a home page, a product page, or a category page. How is the URL structured? Is the terms used on the URL, is it readable? Is it something that is easily understandable? Or using codes and numbers on the URL? So using codes and numbers on the URL is a bad practice.
Yeah.
Right.
Using words, also not long sentences, very clear terms to identify that particular page,
mm-hmm.
is the good practice.
Those are the best practices.
URL structure. And then we have XML sitemaps. So XML sitemaps, I think Chiran, maybe you can explain.
So essentially consider it like a summary of all the pages on your website. And you give instructions to Google saying, okay, these are the list of pages that I have on my website. So visit them at a specific frequency. So either weekly, monthly, or yearly. And also, this is the priority in which you should be scanning them. That essentially is what a sitemap is. It's a set of instructions that tell Google how to crawl your website.
Yeah, so how that affects SEO is that when Google bot comes onto your site or gets your information from your search console, or webmaster, they already know what the links are, and you know what kind of priority you've set for your website.
Yes.
Then another technical SEO fact is canonicalization. Now, canonicalization can be looked at in several layers. The most basic layer is www and non-www.
Okay.
So sometimes you see websites that load for www
with both, yeah,
and for non-www as well, which could result in a content duplication issue.
Yeah.
Right. And when you come into the at the actual website level, take URL that says, okay, let's say car parts. Your URL should ideally be in all simple, right? But what if someone types your URL in uppercase?
It should still be able to identify it.
It should basically. The website should be able to say, okay, you typed it in uppercase, but the page that I have is in lowercase.
Yeah.
So when you're building the website, you include that as a part of the code, regardless of what gets typed.
Yeah.
If it says CAR-PARTS,
yeah,
it's car parts in lowercase.
Okay.
Okay. Again, that affects content duplication.
Right.
Then one of our favorite subjects, UX. UX is a really important technical SEO factor. Lahiru, maybe you can just briefly touch on that.
Yes. When it comes to technical SEO, you just have to care about mobile optimization, coding standard, structure, and how your page loads, what's the speed of that, and you have to think about how you optimize that. When it comes to mobile optimization, you just have to make sure that your website is responsive and it fits in into any kind of device, and you have to think about how your design flows into the mobile. Let's say if you have a desktop website, you can't actually plug everything into the mobile where you have in your desktop.
Yeah, so because
you
have a limited screen space, right?
You have in most of the mobile phones, the minimum size is 375 pixels. So you have to be careful what you put in that 375 pixels range.
Yes.
And when it comes to buttons that you are using, it should be always clickable on mobile devices. You just have to have at least 50 pixels. It says it's 48 pixels, but my recommendation is to have it minimum 50 pixels for buttons. right. where you can use your thumb.
Big fingers. Yeah.
And when it comes to coding standards, in simple, you have headers. In HTML structure, in a section, you have headers. We call the H1 tag is the most prominent right. area that...
So to simplify what a header is, it's basically title, subtitle, and sub-subtitle.
Yeah. Correct. Even for SEO purpose, in a page, we use only one H1 tag.
Okay.
That means which explains the page itself.
Right. That's the overall subject yes. of the page.
And we have to be careful when using the other header types from H1 to H6.
Right. Okay.
So we have to follow the rule that we use H1 tag as the first and the main header. Then you have to use H2 tags. Then actually you can nest H3 tags, 4 tags, H5 tags, H6 tags
okay.
inside in between.
Right. Okay.
And you have to make sure that flow.
Right.
You can't use H. 6 tag on top and then
right. H2 so it should definitely the bottom. Be H1, H2,
yes.
H3 and
whatever. I mean, ideal structure should be that.
Right.
It's okay. a logical flow.
Yeah. yeah.
But you know, interestingly, John yeah. Mueller recently said...
Okay, by the way, John Mueller is the head of Search Console at Google.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's one of the leading
webmasters at Google. Yeah.
So he said that it doesn't really matter now how many H1 tags you have on a page.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. He said wow. that.
I mean, what we can take from that is that the Google algorithm is
so smart now that smart they can structure it themselves.
But as yeah. a best practice, I would recommend to
exactly.
have that.
Yeah. That's another thing I would like to get into. I mean, Google says, you know, you can do this, you can do that. However, there are certain best practices yes. that, you know, you should ideally follow.
Yeah, err on the side of caution. Make it
exactly.
in the best form possible.
Yeah.
And okay. I think page speed is more critical yeah. nowadays.
Oh, yes, nowadays, more than ever.
Let's say if you come to a website and it takes more than 5 seconds to load,
yeah.
your experience is more likely close that tab and go away.
True.
So when it comes to technical SEO,
mm-hmm.
you have to take care of the page speed of your website. What kind of elements that you put in the first screen of the website and how fast you can get that load in the browser. Those kinds of things that you need to actually focus on.
Yeah.
My recommendation is to follow the Google page speed optimization guide and actually you can use GT Matrix guide as well.
Yes, we'll put links to these.
Yeah, we'll put links to that in our description field. That I think covers most of UX areas.
Yeah. And for more information on UI UX, just listen to one of our previous episodes, which covered it in depth as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, Asha, breadcrumbs take a major area.
Yeah. So breadcrumbs, I mean, to give an introduction to what breadcrumbs are, mm-hmm. maybe you can relate right. to a famous
okay.
Story.
Chain. Right. Okay. So I told this to Asha and they both laughed. But basically a breadcrumb, okay, if you look at it from the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel, when they got lost or when they were getting kidnapped by the evil witches, they laid a trail of breadcrumbs to track back their path so that they could get back to where they were. The same thing applies to the website. The deeper you go, the more difficult it can be to get out of the sub pages. So simply putting a pathway for the person to follow and click back on is a great way to sort of make sure they don't lose their way and maybe exit the site because they got lost. So that essentially is a breadcrumb.
Yeah. And then you have server response codes. So server response codes is the... Okay, so this is fairly technical. when you send a request to the server sends in a code saying, is this page available? Is it not available? Is it okay? Is it not there? Has something happened to it? So there are few codes that the server... Well, in terms of technical SEO that you are... you're better off using. So if the page is okay, 200. If the page has been removed, it's 404. If the page has been redirected,
yeah,
you have to use 301.
Yeah.
And if the server is temporarily unavailable, it's 503. So these are the general server codes that
you're
encouraged to use.
And bear in mind, your users won't see this. They'll either see a dead page, or they'll be taken to the new page, or it'll just load normally. But when you're using a tool to analyze what statuses your server responses are, these are the numbers that will come out. So this will help you sort of interpret whether there's something wrong with your site or whether it's running fine.
Yeah. Whoa. Now, yeah, I've scared everyone. No.
It's technical SEO.
Well, thanks, Asher. With that being said, Asher, why is technical SEO something that marketers and SEOs don't really like to get into their hands?
I think maybe Chiran, you want to...
So basically, I work more with the marketing side because that was my specialty. But before everyone scared off, before everyone was scared off by Usher, marketers are basically people that look at the traditional principles of marketing, right? Your SWOT analysis, your 4Ps, so on and so forth. So when you bring something into the mix from the digital field, it's sort of alien to them. It's something definitely that in my professional opinion, I feel that marketers need to know, because at the end of the day, a website is very important now. It can be a way of business identity. It will be a way for you to do transactions, get sales. So knowing these technical aspects, even in a basic form, will definitely help you, help benefit you when you start designing or improving your website. That's what I feel. There is a disconnect in the way people are taught marketing, and now I think technical aspects need to be included in it.
Yeah, I think one thing, Lahiru, is since it's technical, technical is something that is usually handled by the developers.
Okay.
But SEO is handled by the marketers.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is marketers don't get too much into technical SEO, or they learn it at a very high level because they don't want to get into the whole jargon and the complexities development.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, developers don't want to get into the marketing side of SEO.
Yes. And also one other point I'd like to make is that marketing teams should not pass the SEO on to the IT admins. That is not their job.
Yeah.
You should never ever pass on something from the SEO field to your IT admins. It's not their job. Even though it's a technical field, it is still under the marketing area. So it should definitely be something you should be addressing with your marketing agency. Correct.
So in order to do that in a clear way, it is very important for marketers to know technical SEO, not at a really high level. I mean, not at a really deep level, but you have to know at least something.
Yes, correct.
And on the other hand, developers need to get an understanding and a grasp of what SEO is and how it works.
Yeah.
And how their work contributes to better SEO. Yes.
So I have just one quick extra question in this area. Why do developers in Sri Lanka not know too much about technical SEO?
Well, I think they are not up to date with the current situation.
Okay.
Most of the time, they take the practices from the others they try to do it.
Okay.
Without having the knowledge and the idea of what the exact technical SEO is.
They don't know why.
Yeah. Right. For an example, recently, I think I have been in this case with server response codes.
Yeah.
So I have heard that one of my friends said this. He said he just got to know that 503 is the temporary server down, when it comes to website, you can't put the site under maintenance without having the 503 because when Google crawls, they have to pick the it's temporary down and
it needs to know that it's
temporary down and
so it will be fine. That.
He's kind of new.
Oh, right, right.
But so he didn't probably know why it was important to do that.
Okay. So he got to know from his one of his SEO, technical SEO guy. So
I guess in a nutshell, you could say developers need to know why technical SEO is important because they know how to do it to a certain extent.
Mm.
And marketers, they know why technical SEO is important,
yes,
but they don't know what needs to be done.
Correct, correct.
I think there's a disconnect between them.
Yeah, so there's a significant disconnect.
If you can address that gap, I think
the internet would be a much better place.
Yeah. Most of the time, developers know how to use that H1 tag in a web page.
Yes.
And you have to have single H1 tag in a web page, and you have to have a short description, but they don't know exactly how many characters should be there in that description and what kind of areas that we need to cover on that description.
Yes.
I think it's more likely connect with the meta keys and description.
Yeah, can go there.
I think it's also to do with the kind of training that they're getting, that, you know, they're learning it as a this is how you do it, and this is the only way you do it, but they need more perspective. Bottom line.
I think we have already covered everything.
It's a deep subject, and definitely we'll give more episodes to certain elements within this technical SEO episode.
If you have any, have any questions about technical SEO,
in the meantime,
send us comments, and the feedbacks are most welcome.
Yes,
because we can improve ourselves, and we can give you the best.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think it's time to wrap up. Thank you everyone for being with us, and I think your support is most valuable for us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, now we are on Google and Apple Podcast, so subscribe and keep in touch.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram as well.
Yeah, now we are doing this UIUX Instagram page called UX Bus.
Yes,
you can follow and see your UIUX stuff there.
Yeah, definitely go through it, because it's a great summary of what great things you can do with design and the elements of a website. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, and follow us on our Instagram page, Diesel Digital Podcast. See you next week, I think.
All right, see you guys. Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye.